91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy and pouring at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Andrew Harper. Ontario is proposing a new regulation that would ban the random stopping of citizens by police known as carding and requires officers to provide a written record of any such exchanges. Community Safety Minister Yazir Nakivi says the draft of regulation would establish a clear and consistent rules to protect civil liberties during voluntary interactions between police and the public.
The first part expressly bans arbitrary and random police stops to collect personal information. Simply put, it will end the practice of street checks and carding in Ontario.
If the regulation is passed, police would have to inform citizens of the reason they are being stopped and ask for personal information. And also tell them they have the right to walk away and not engage with the officers. A Quebec judge has granted Senator Patrick Brazeau an unconditional discharge. That means he won't serve any jail time or have a criminal record after pleading guilty to reduced charges of assault and possession of cocaine in September. Outside the courtroom in Gatineau, Quebec, Brazeau told reporters that his reputation has been tainted by these accusations.
The Crown certainly saw throughout this process that the lady that made these accusations against me lacked credibility. The judge today mentioned that she lacked credibility. I knew this all along, but it's over.
Brazeau still faces a criminal trial in March for fraud and breach of trust stemming from his Senate expenses and says he is going to fight and he is going to win. The Chief of Assembly of the First Nations of Quebec and Labrador is softening his tone towards the Quebec Premier regarding accusations of gross misconduct of the provincial police officers towards Native women. Ghislaine Picard says he invited Premier Philip Couillard to a meeting of Native leaders in Montreal on November 4th. Couillard says today he hasn't received the invite, but he would be open to a meeting eventually. On Tuesday, Picard demanded Couillard meet with Aboriginal leaders within 24 hours to discuss the case, which shocked many in Quebec and created tension between the natives and the non-natives in the town of Val-d'Or, where the alleged abuses occurred. 8 provincial police officers have been suspended following recent news reports of Native women accusing officers of physical and sexual abuse in the town located 525 kilometers northwest of Montreal. The investigation was transferred to the Montreal police, and the premier said his government will add an independent observer to oversee the probe. Canada Post appears to be waiting to be told to stop installing community mailboxes in cities across the country, with more of the controversial boxes being erected today in Montreal, Ottawa, and London, Ontario. Canadian Union of Postal Workers National President Mike Palasek says it would take is a phone call.
We've been told by Canada Post management that's the only thing they're waiting for.
The Liberals, who formally take office next week, have not contacted Canada Post, but the Crown agency says it looks forward to a discussion about its future plans. Now on to local news. An environmental tribunal was held in the county to talk about the proposed wind turbines in Emiliusburg Tuesday morning. The tribunal discussed potential dangers to the proposed turbines, and it could bring Blanding's turtles in Ostrangers Point. Joe Crowley, a witness for Ministry of Natural Resources, spoke about what the ministry would do to prevent harm to the turtles in the area.
Yes, you typically wouldn't want to use fencing unless it was an absolute last resort, unless there were passages for the turtles to be able to move through the fencing.
Crowley responds to the issue of fencing that will be put up to the surrounding area if the plan is approved. The tribunal covered multiple documents regarding the harm of Blanding's turtles, including fencing, construction, and increased motorized roads. Brighton Fire Police Chief Lloyd Hutchinson says he expects better communication and response times with the new countywide fire dispatch system. Previously, 3 separate dispatch systems served 7 different municipalities. The new system will serve all of Northumberland County and will lead to improved communication, says Hutchinson.
There can be issues of communication where one department can't communicate with another. That can be remedied through your dispatch center.
The new system was approved last Wednesday during Northumberland County Council, while Peterborough Fire Services won a 5-year contract. The contract begins at over $375,000 for the first year, but increases to $425,000 over a 5-year contract. Hutchinson says firefighters in Brighton are eager to the new system, as will make their job a little less complicated.
In our case here in Brighton, when we have to call our neighboring municipalities, we have to deal with another dispatch service, so we have two dispatch centers working together, where now it'll be all be one, and it'll be much simpler.
Five municipalities will be phased by 2016. The other two are expected to join by early spring, said Hutchinson. QNET News was at City Council reporting on the 2016 capital budget meeting earlier today. Joseph Quigley has his final thoughts on the meeting.
I'm here outside City Hall where the 2016 capital budget meetings have just completed. There was very lengthy discussions throughout the 2 days, but overall the city managed to come in under the expected budget, which should mean tax rates stay more or less flat. We also saw a change in the accessibility ramp issue. After it was originally defeated, it came back up again. Councillor Miller brought it back to the table, and he said that it was a necessary thing to do. He was just very concerned about the economics of it. Ultimately, after a really lengthy discussion on what was the best way to fund the ramp, it was decided that it would be funded for the original amount allotted in the budget, and that hopefully when the tenders go out for this, that it could come in at a lesser amount. That wraps up the coverage of the Belleville budget meetings. I'm Joseph Quigley, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X at 4 o'clock. We'll be right back with sports after the break.
It's time to shake things up.
2 years ago, would you have imagined yourself where you are today? Life's a journey. The broadcast radio faculty at Loyalist College knows exactly what you need to become successful in the radio industry.
Spend 2 years in this broadcast radio program at Loyalist College and leave with a brand new skill set and memories that'll stick with you for a lifetime. Production, promotion, sales, and yes, even on air. With a fully powered radio station to give you the most hands-on experience possible, make Loyalist College a part of your resume today.
Now on to sports. Three games tonight for the NHL. Kicking off tonight, we have the Ottawa Senators facing off against the Calgary Flames. Both teams are at the bottom of their division and looking for an important win tonight. Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins looking to crush the Capitals' early season win streak. Washington is on a five-game win streak after their crushing win over the Oilers last Friday. And finally, we have Nashville versus San Jose. Much like the opening of last season, the Predators have come out of the gate with a dominating season of 6-1-1. While the Sharks are only 5-3 right now, they're coming off a very huge win over Carolina, 5-3. And attention all hockey lovers, tickets are still available for the trip to see the Peterborough Petes on Thursday. Loyalist students can get tickets for this Thursday's game for only $13. The Sports and Marketing Program is selling tickets in the Loyalist Cafeteria tomorrow from 12:30 to 3 o'clock. The costs include transportation. The bus will leave the Kent Building Thursday at 4:45 to see the Petes take on the Kitchener Rangers. Now in tennis news, Canadian tennis star Milos Raonic is out of the Paris Masters with a back injury. Milos Raonic's injuries woes have forced him out of another high-profile tennis tournament in Paris. Organizers of the Paris Masters confirmed on Wednesday on Twitter that the hard-serving Canadian has withdrawn from the event because of a back injury. The tournament is a crucial stop for players trying to lock down one of the eight spots in the ATP Tour Final. Raonic is currently ranked 14th in the race to the lucrative London tournament and is all but certain to miss out. Moving on to baseball, tonight's Game 2 of the World Series with Kansas City the Royals up 1-0 after the longest World Series game in history. Mets third baseman David Wright says it was an up-and-down game for both teams.
Both teams just relentless. I think tonight they just a little more relentless.
The Mets are hoping to tie up the series coming back to New York on Friday. Now for some basketball news. The Toronto Raptors have their season opener in the Air Canada Center versus the Indiana Pacers. Raptors are looking for a comeback season after losing first round in the playoffs to the Washington Wizards. Raptors had an impressive preseason, though, at 5-2 and then recently beating Washington 92-82. Raptors aren't the only team looking for a win tonight. The Loyalist Lancers face off against Fleming College. The Lancers are coming off a heartbreaking loss last Tuesday and looking for their first win tonight in Belleville. Evan Gomez has more.
The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball season continues tonight as they host the Fleming Knights. The Knights went 1-19 last season, but their lone win was against the Lancers in Peterborough. Fleming is 1-1 on the road this year. The Lancers are 0-1, losing their home opener to the George Brown Huskies. Tune in to 91X tonight starting at 6:50 for coverage of Loyalist Lancers basketball. Evan Gomes, QNET Sports.
That's all for sports. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now on to weather. It's 4:10 and it's 9 degrees in Belleville. Currently, there's rainfall and a wind warning in effect. Tomorrow, we're looking at 11 degrees with a 60% chance of showers and temperatures falling to 9 degrees in the afternoon. The rest of the week is clear skies through Thursday and all the way to Sunday. That's all for your news break. Remember to keep listening to 91X and follow us online at qnetnews.ca. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for listening. I'm Andrew Harper, QNET News.